Hi, it's Esther here from Speak More Clearly. Glad you made it to this training audio lesson. So in this training audio lesson, what we're actually going to do is learn to listen, to be able to hear the strong and weak forms in longer words in English. Because when you can hear it, then you can make it in your own speech. If you de-stress or stress the wrong syllables, you're much less clear and you don't sound like a native. Okay. So the first words we're going to look at are two-syllable words where the stress in each syllable is equal. So both vowels are clear. You hear them clearly. You don't hear them as a schwa. You don't hear uh. You hear each vowel clearly. So the first word is very. Ve-ri. You hear the e clearly and the e clearly in re. And the E in ve. The Y consonant can act as a consonant and a vowel. Here it's acting as the E vowel. Both vowels are clear, so both are stressed syllables, giving an even rhythm. Da, da. The same with the word many. So the A says E in this word, and that's okay. It's saying E clearly. Me, ni. Both vowels are clear. The A says it's clear sound. So we've got, it's saying E. Me, ni. In the word upturn, the A is saying A and the er is saying er, whether you say it with the English Australian pronunciation er or the American er. So up, upturn. Or upturn, the up and the er are clear. So they're equal stress. In the word platform, you hear the vowels in both syllables clearly, at and or. Plat form or form if you're doing the American. So when you hear the vowel clearly, you know that they're the stress syllables, they're equal stress. The rhythm is da, da, platform. The same applies for undone, contact, mentor, or mentor. There are more words, obviously, that follow this pattern, so listen out for them. Okay, now let's look at two syllable words of unequal stress or rhythm. One syllable is the strong form or stressed syllable, and one is the weak form or unstressed syllable. If you come from a language background that doesn't have words with unstressed syllables, then you may need to learn to actively de-stress vowels and say them as a schwa or uh vowel. That means the sound that should be there isn't there, and it just becomes uh, and the uh is a vowel by itself called the schwa vowel. This is the weak syllable. This takes practice. You can practice saying the de-stressed syllable a few times for your mouth and jaw to get used to the rhythm. You'll know if the syllable is the strong form because you can hear the vowel is said clearly, such as o, I, a, a, ow. You can hear if the syllable is de-stressed or the weak form if it's not clear what the vowel is. Excuse me. So the vowel has been replaced by a totally different vowel, the schwa vowel, which is uh. So the sound of the schwa vowel is uh. And it doesn't sound like the vowel that's meant to be there. Whenever you hear the uh schwa vowel replace the vowel in a syllable, you know you have found the de-stressed or weak form syllable. By the way, listen to the difference between the short a and the schwa vowel. I'll say the short a first. A, 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 a. Yeah? Sometimes the schwa may sound slightly longer or shorter depending on what sounds are around it, etc. Now, let's practice two-syllable words of unequal rhythm or stress. I'm going to say each word twice slowly first, and this is your opportunity to learn to listen for which syllable is clear, stressed, and which is the schwa. Because when you listen for it, you can reproduce it, and then you begin to hear it in people around you. And you might have been saying a word a certain way all the time and go, oh, hang on, they don't say it that way. So this is what you need to start listening for. The first word is constant. Con-stant. Con, and stant. Constant. So that's right. You can hear the o clearly in con. So this is a stressed syllable. And the a in tant becomes the schwa. So it's not tant, but tant. Constant. Stunt. Or tint. So I don't say constant, it's constant. The rhythm is da d, not da da. Da d, constant. Now I'll say the word, oh, sorry. And here comes the next word. The next word is contain. 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 So the o is the schwa because it's not saying con unless you're doing a South African accent. It's saying kun. Kun, and the a in tain is says as it should be, a. Contain. So the o is the schwa syllable, con, kun. And the tain is the strong syllable. Contain. Contain. So the rhythm is d-da. D-da. Now the next word is suggest. Sug-gest. Sug-gest. So the sug, the a is not saying a, I don't say sag-gest. It's sug. So that's the de-stressed syllable, and the e is saying e in jest. You can hear the e. So that the so it's suggest, suggest, not suggest, yeah, suggest. So the rhythm is da. Now let's train our ears to hear the strong and weak syllable in words of three or more syllables. So the first word is terrible. Te, r, so it's not te, ri, so then you can hear that r is already de-stressed, bull. So the first e is the stressed, te, you can hear the e. Then the I becomes de-stressed, r, and the bull has a very quick schwa between the b and the o. Bull, bull, b, bull, bull. It's not bull, so it's not terry bull, people, te bull. It's bull, quickly from the B to the O. Terrible, terrible. The rhythm is da, 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 not da, da, da. Da, da, da. The next word is accountant. Accountant. So it's not a, it's not a, countant. Both a vowels are de-stressed, uk and tint. And the ow, so it's uk, yeah, and the ow is clear, accountant. So that's the stressed syllable, accountant. The next word is accountability. Account. T-B-L-T. So the account, so there's a stressed, T, de-stressed, B, you hear the I, so it's stressed, L, you don't hear the I, and T, you hear the E. So the two A vowels are de-stressed, uk and T, and so is the second I. In L, and the owl as in count, and the first I and the Y are clear. Accountability. 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 The rhythm of this word is da 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 da. Let's try another word. The word is incomprehensible. 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 So the stress syllables are in, com, and hen, and the others, the pr and the s and the bull, yeah, so pr. So it's not prayer and it's not sit, it's pr and s and bull. Again, a quick schwa between the B and the L. They're the weak syllables. Incomprehensible. So you can hear the melody and the rhythm and the stress pattern. Incomprehensible. It's not incomprehensible. Incomprehensible. The rhythm is da 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 da. The next word is organization. Keep listening as I say it slowly and pick the stressed and de-stressed. Organization. Organization. And the S is saying Z here. Okay, so the OR and the I and the Z are stress syllables. You can hear OR, I, and A. And you can hear those vowels clearly. And the GUN and the SHUN, so it's not GAN, it's GUN. And it's not SHON, it's SHUN, are the de-stress syllables. Organization. Organization. The rhythm is da 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 da. Now, there are also some words which I'm sure you've noticed where a syllable is dropped and not said at all. For example, comfortable, it's not comfortable, but comfortable. The or syllable is dropped completely and you go straight from the F to the T. To do this, you have to hold the F on longer and to get to the T. So it's comfortable. You hold the F on a bit longer. Comfortable. And note that the A is, as soon as you put it in that word, it's not A as in table anymore. It's the schwa. T-table. Comfortable. Not comfortable. Comfortable. Another example is interest. It's not interest, but interest. So you've got N, T, and R all together in a row. Interest. You hold on to the N a bit longer to get to the T. You leave out the syllable. Interest. Interest. The last example is specifically. The AL part is omitted. So it's not specifically, but specifically. Fickly. You go from the K sound to the O sound straight away. Specifically. Specifically. Yeah? Okay. And another way to figure out which are the stressed and de-stressed syllables in longer words is to say the word several times, stressing different syllables in turn, and notice which way sounds right. Let's take the word constant, for example. I could say constant, doesn't sound natural. I could say constant, doesn't sound right. I could say constant, still doesn't sound right. Or constant. So you can play with it like that and go, oh, that's what I've heard people use. The better way, though, is to continue to attune your ear to this particular English fluency and rhythm element And listen to those around you now that you know how you, what you're listening for, and notice how they pronounce the longer words. It's a really important element, and especially if you're trying to get to levels 8 and 9 in your IELTS exam as well. It's very important for sounding more native and fluent. Okay, bit of a long lesson, but I think it's an important one. And bye for now, and good practicing. Bye.